And what you need to do to achieve that is use an optical cavity. So there's a set of two mirrors, and in between the mirrors is the light-emitting diode. So here at the top, there's a p-n a junction in gallium arsenide, vertical, and the two edges like this, if you just cleave, so you break the crystal along a crystal plane, it can act like a mirror. It will cause a reflection of the light, and the idea is to get the light to bounce back and forth in an optical cavity. And when you first turn the light-emitting diode on, then photons start going in random directions. But one of them will randomly be sent right along the optical axis between the two mirrors. If it travels at an angle to the optical axis, then you have two mirrors like this. You have two mirrors like this, and the photon goes at an angle, it will just bounce out like that. So you have to, by chance, get a photon that's moving in between the two mirrors and just bounce back and forth like this. And then that will stimulate other electrons to send out photons in this state along the optical axis. And eventually you build up a large intensity of photons in this one state that's defined by the mirrors. Now, in a laser like this, often one side of it, a metal is deposited to make a good mirror, and on the other side, it might just be a broken crystal. So the mirror on one side is not so good. You've got a good mirror on one side, and on the other side, it's some kind of half mirror. And some of the light leaks out through this half mirror, and the laser then travels in this direction. So the direction that the light is going is defined by the mirrors, not by the p-n junction. You can arrange the mirrors another way around the p-n junction. Here also is a laser where the p-n junction is vertical like it is there. So there's an n layer and there's a p layer. And this is the region where there's a p-n junction. And then on one side, there's a multi-layer of some semiconductors. There are two semiconducting materials. And the idea of this multi-layer is to make a photonic band gap. So you make a material where the photons in the band gap are reflected by this periodic structure. And the periodic structure is made on both sides. So on this side of it, the mirror extends further because they want all the light to get reflected from that side, and on this side it mostly gets reflected back, but a little bit will leak out because it's not a big enough photonic crystal to reflect all the light back. And by changing the number of layers, you can tune how much light is going to get reflected back into the optical cavity and how much light will be emitted from the laser. So this would be used, for instance, these are vertically emitting lasers. This would be used in an optical communications chip where you have some electrical signal and you want to convert it to an optical signal. And the electrical signals would be running over copper wires on the chip. And then at some point you want to couple this into an optical fiber. So there's the surface of the silicon, no, well, that wouldn't be silicon, or the surface of the gallium arsenide chip, or some other semiconductor, and in it there's one of these vertically emitting lasers and an optical fiber, a glass fiber, would be then glued on top of it, so the laser shoots up into the optical fiber, and then you can send optical signals over the fiber to another chip. This is, in principle, what's going on at when signals go a long distance over optical fibers. You have to put in repeaters. So there's light that comes in over an optical fiber,
there's a photo detector on the chip. Generates an electrical signal, and the electrical signal is amplified and drives a laser that sends the signal further along the optical fiber.